You always said you don't have enough time. You always said you don't have enough money. You always said you don't have the love that you really desire. Well, you need to think about who you really are.
Good morning, everybody. Nekamata right here, right now, in the present of now. We have a wonderful special guest. I don't know much about her, as we usually do. We want to discover together this amazing person. And what I heard a little bit in a little pre-chat, there's only 30 people in the world that know and can teach what she has to offer. So I'm excited. And the second reason is because we're talking about subconscious mind and what's behind all this. So I'm truly excited. I can't wait to dig in. So let's introduce first Martha Borges.
Well, Nick, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for having me. And I am also excited. I'm so passionate about what we do and what we've seen happen with ourselves and with the people who come and say, okay, I'm ready to do this and to really, really dig into what it is that's in my subconscious mind. And more than knowing what's there is letting the subconscious mind know that we can do things differently. And that's why I love what we do. It's just so elegantly simple.
Amazing. And I love your energy. You're so nice, calm, and genuine. So I love all that. I'm full of energy. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid of my energy and my power, because when I'm excited to discover all this interior, investigate more of our inside of a subconscious mind. I think it's so important, and I believe it's harder than we think, in my opinion. But I want to know, what's your approach, and what's your story? How do you end up doing in this kind of a field?
Okay, so I'll answer first your second question, and this is a story that starts when I'm 5 years old, and I wasn't conscious that it started then. Then my father chose not to be in this world anymore, in what culture could call a suicide. And I am now aware that it's a very brave choice to say, life is too big and I can't do this. And if it weren't for my choice of coming to this world through that father and through the mother that I've lived with, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So I'm actually, through the process that we do that is called Taike, I've been able to work through all the trauma of something as impactful as your father dying when you're five, and discovering that the answers were not outside. I searched for years. And I was a collector of workshops and trainers and coaches and gurus and masters, and I was searching outside for something that I finally found within me. And it's an ongoing process. I've been doing this for 15 years. I went from a marketing research life that I dedicated for 24 years with my family's company to figuring out that even though I was very successful in terms of how much money you can make or with the level of clients that you can have, I wasn't satisfied with my life. And so a couple of years later, after Psyche found me, I quit. And I started this journey of sharing Psyche with others and discovering that in every workshop, I become a better human being, thanks for those who are ready to also become better human beings. So that's how this all started.
I love it. I understand that from a trauma experience that could be traumatic, it becomes now a journey, becomes now a run to find answers, and then you kind of become aware that the answers are not out there, they're inside ourselves. But something that caught my attention was you talk about choice. Can you explain a little bit of how we we make decision every day, consciously or subconsciously.
Yeah. Choice, to me, choice is our probably one of our greatest superpowers, but we don't know because we are not aware. You know, like you said, yeah, we need to find answers inside, but we don't know how. And then, you know, I read so many books and they tell you all these beautiful stories of what's possible. And we've all probably seen it, heard it. We follow podcasts, we follow the masters, we follow people who have been able to do that. And it's like, so how do I get there? And in 2009, when I read a book called The Biology of Belief, which I highly recommend by Bruce Lipton, Bruce, who is a very well-known scientific, he's a biology PhD in molecular biology. And he explained everything that had happened in my life in a very, very simple way, combining science and spirituality. And at the end of his book, he mentions this process, psyche, and it's like, what's this word? And that's where choice comes in, because I could have just let it be, you know, like so many other things that I never explored. But then you have a choice, whether you do something or whether you don't do something, it is a choice. We just don't realize that. And choosing to get out of my comfort zone, because at the time, I am from Colombia and I was living there and I was so busy with my executive life. And I chose to take time out of that life to go to the States and learn this. Nobody was teaching in Latin America. Nobody was offering this in Latin America. So choosing to go there and follow that little voice inside that said, there's something here for you. Even though I was skeptical, because I had done so many things, and that's something that we find a lot of people coming into psyche is, oh, this, I'm just going to try this, the last thing I'm going to do. I can't try anything else. So I went there, and the choice then was, I receive a very simple process that you just have to follow one step, second step, third step, and it's 7 steps in one process and 9 in the other. All you need to do is know how to count and how to read, actually. That's all that you need. And then have the choice of every day introducing this into my daily life. For the huge things, you know, like trauma or PTSD that we all have, and for the little nitty-gritty things of daily life, I had a discussion with my son, or I can't find my keys. That's all in our subconscious mind. So choosing to have psyche in the same way that I have my water right here, you know, I'm thirsty, so I'm going to choose to drink water. Doing psyche, it's a choice. It's right here. I got it. And then I could have just put it away like so many other things, or I choose to make this a way of living, like a philosophy. You know, this is how I see myself every day.
I love it. I love it. And then you talk about how is so accessible, all this. So we make choices every day. It is so easy. It's accessible. I decided to put the water bottle here. I have my computer, my tools here. I decide everything. But since it's so accessible, we sometimes forget how easy it is to change those small things and be aware and be present and make sure we make those decisions. That's why at first I said it's so hard to go deconcel, because it's so easy to do it. And since it's so easy, we sometimes get caught up in all this distraction. It makes so hard. So it's funny how it all connected together. My opinion is it's very hard to define your journey, choose to do that, because it's so accessible. It's so easy to do it and to not do it, and that sometimes we forget how important it is.
Yeah, and again, I actually think that it's, for most people, it's easier not to know how, because they just don't know that there is a better way. You know, we've been conditioned, we've been programmed. We don't know that we've been programmed. I am just a series of programs that I received since I'm in my mom's womb. I'm getting her programs and I'm getting her feelings, and I'm starting to filter life through what she feels. So this idea of saying, oh, I'm never going to be like my mom. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you already are. I'm never going to be like my dad. Yes, you are. Even if dad was there or wasn't there. Yes, you got all that in your subconscious mind. And then we get it to programs like one I had for years. And I was so proud of it. Now, why make it easy when you can make it hard? And I was proud of having a hard life. I was proud of having the difficulties. I was proud of having the complications. And I actually realized that I was addicted to that because there were so many benefits coming from solving problems, for having difficulties. And we come from a culture, I don't know, I know that you're Italian, and in Colombia or in Latin America, it's like, if it's difficult, then it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people like really, really proud of all the difficulties. And that was me. And now, after seeing the pattern, then I can say, well, that's where I've been. Where do I want to be instead of that? And that's like, hey, you're here and everybody knows where we are. We're a product of all that story. And we just need to tell our subconscious, we're going to run a different program now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run a program where life is easy. We're going to run a program where I have the power to live by design instead of living by the push of thousands of limiting programs that we received.
It's so easy to, the best way how to connect it is when you have a software, when you have a new computer and then you upload a new version, a new upgrade. It's like you choose to get an upgrade. What happened? You need to restore the computer after you download it. So it's not just easy, just click a button, done. No, there's a process. You need to download, you need to choose the software, the app. Imagine your app on your phone. You need to choose it, download it, install it.
And then use it.
And then use it. And use it because that's already pre-wired system. The app is just an algorithm that it's pre-wired. It creates those pre-wiring actions. So just every time I'm trying to think and I'm trying to explain all this amazing way to recreate your life is try download a new app, try download a new software, upgrade yourself. And I think I see how people are kind of understand a little bit easier that way. But it's what app should we choose? What software should we choose? So how we can find, and this is your expertise, but what you do, how we can find the best softwares for us, the best life for us.
Yeah, you know, there are so many options right now in this planet, and I think it's beautiful, and I feel very privileged to be able to be an active part of what's going on with humanity. Most people think that we are in a very bad path and that things are very bad. We just have so much more information to see what's not working. But whatever is working is huge and is soft and is sweet and it's filled with compassion and beautiful things. So anything that you feel that inner drive to say, I'm going to try this, go ahead and try it. Because that's what I call the curious skeptical. Mm. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to go and give it a try. If you don't give it a try and you're proud, because this is another thing that I find, you're proud that you're skeptical and nothing works, well, then nothing works. And you're just going to keep repeating your same life. And that's okay. That's a choice. And if you're presented with opportunities of something different, then it's like Albert Einstein used to say, the definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. It's just not going to happen. So if you're kind of feeling like stuck, like nothing's worked, then open up yourself to new opportunities, new ways of seeing things. It's actually, that's what you need. You need to move your point of view. I can't sit here all day long and wait for a new solution to happen when the solution is right behind my computer. If I don't move around it, I will not see it. So whichever way, you know, people say, well, I pray and that works for me. Oh, so cool. I do meditation and that works for me. Wonderful. I've been doing Theta healing and that works for me. Or I do family constellations and that works for me. Or whatever it is that's working for you, amazing. whatever it is that's making you a better cell of this huge macroorganism that's humanity, amazing. Why do I do Psyche? Because it just absolutely transformed my life when I chose to integrate this in my daily life after having done so many things. But I could not take out any of the steps that took me to Psyche in 2009 because I wouldn't be there. You know, even a lot of those were worked and gave me insight. A lot of those gave me new habits. A lot of those gave me new ways of seeing life. A lot of things were not transformed. I knew what I needed to transform, but they were just not being transformed. It wasn't sustainable. So whatever it is that your inner guidance says, go there, allow yourself that inner drive, because that's your wisdom. And that's a huge power that we all have. You know, some people call it the superconscious mind. Some people call it higher self. Some people call it soul. Some people call it intuition. It doesn't matter what you call it. We all have it. It's that connection to a higher wisdom, however you want to interpret that. And that's where you're going to know where to go. Just follow it and see what you find in that path.
Love it. We talked about curiosity. That's something I was bringing up slowly. I was going to talk about you and taste of, you know, that curiosity is so important. Without curiosity, we can't explore, we can't experience life at all. Like imagine of the curiosity of a kid, of a baby. You're trying to explore, you got to put everything in their mouth and taste, you got to touch everything. That genuine curiosity, it's what right now we're missing. Genuine and especially skeptical curiosity, how powerful it is, because you are stepping outside your comfort zone with a new aspect, a new software and a new app that we talked before, with some rope attached to your back queue to see, let me taste the water, let's see, let me dip my foot in the water and see how cold it is before jump and dive in. And that it's extremely powerful. I'm extremely curious as well. I don't believe in a lot of things that, especially with my wife, that she loves stones or rocks, energy, but I believe in energy. So everything makes energy. So I'm curious every time we go to, oh, this rock is so powerful for you. It's like, sure. And then I still wear it for a couple of days and I still see benefits. And I still see that how ignorant am I to not be so attached to my wiring program. Like, no, that's my software. Don't touch my way, my routines, my pre-wiring system, all myself. It's very important to step outside the comfort zone. And we talked about how it's important to get all the option out there. So when you say in your journey, you weren't ready at the time for all this new world. Mm-hmm. How fantastic and inspiring it is to your inspiration, your new thing, your new software can come up anytime on this journey. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called a journey. It's not just, okay, A to B, good luck, see you there. No, it's A, B, C, D. And now we go down to Z and go up to H and then go back to B. It's the journey that will make it exciting. So that's what I'm trying to do in this podcast, is trying to put information there, because you never know what will give you that new hint, the new idea, the new excitement, curiosity, the new software. And we talked about it too. Make it work, make it, you know, change your life. That's so powerful. Mm-hmm. I want to go more deep into your what you do and how we can get access to all this, how we can change our life. Because you talk about fulfillment. So how we can be more fulfilled?
Well, I think we're going to go back to curiosity again, because I think that's where things really changed for me. When I was able at the moment, even with my skeptical self, say, okay, I'm going to put it to a side. And I heard a statement a couple of days ago. I that described what happened in October 2009 with my life is I chose to stop my disbelief. And when I chose that, I was able to say, okay, I'm going to give this a go and see what happens. And on the first day of the basic workshop, because these are three-day workshops, very, very odd of how things happen in only 3 days, because your subconscious mind is so powerful. It's a million times more effective than your conscious mind. So you do one balance, which is what we call the processes, and I can go through that a little bit more in a bit. It's not linear. It's not I'm doing A to get to B, like you were saying, is you do A, and because everything is so intricately connected in your subconscious mind, one process is huge. And one of the things that happens with this process, and this is why we also don't talk about it as a technique, because like you were saying, we start the process, and once you start the process, the subconscious mind starts to create new patterns of thought, new connections in your brain, and your hemispheres can work together in what's called the whole brain state. And to me, the whole brain state brings deep peace that I had never experienced. So that first day when I went to bed, I felt really weird. It's like, what is happening to me? You know, what's this that I'm feeling? And I couldn't put a name to it. So I was 44 years old then, and I had never experienced peace. And that to me is what fulfillment is about. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where life puts you or where you by design are putting yourself. It matters that whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to do, you can do it from a place of peace, from a place of love. But we hear so much of that and it sounds so abstract. But for me that day, it was almost like I could touch it. And I was so surprised because I couldn't place it. You know, I'm like, what is this? Because I hadn't done anything the full day specifically to feel more in peace. We start the first day with some suggestions of how to give your subconscious mind a better foundation to start with. Things like it's fun and easy for me to change, for example. Because we have been programmed to believe that change is difficult and that change is not fun. It brings chaos, it brings crisis. So just those words are huge. It's fun and easy for me to change. However, that's going to manifest for each individual is completely different, because whatever programs get rewritten in our subconscious mind through one goal statement, it's huge and it's different for you as I would experience it, or it's easy for me to learn new things, or I am in peace in difficult moments of my life, which is very important. Life is going to happen. It's not like we're going to wave this little wand and then everything is sunny and rosy tomorrow. No, that's not the 3D life. You know, 3D life has challenges, and that's why spirit chose to become human and say, we're going to go experience life fully. So to me, that's what that starting moment of peace was so surprising, because then I cannot do things just a little bit. I need to go deep into everything. So I took the basic, and then next day I was on a plane to Denver all the other way to the States to take the advanced. And I was waiting for, when is this going to go away? Because that's what had happened in so many other things.
Yeah,
that done,
we were waiting.
You know? When is this going to disappear? That was the program. Things start very good and then they disappear. That's, we all have that program. And even in Colombia, people say when things go very well, wait for it's going to really go really bad. So I was executing the program, and even so, it didn't happen. It's, life started to just keep getting better and better and better inside and outside. Things started to happen that I wasn't even waiting for, that I wasn't even expecting, because it's so broad what happens in our subconscious mind that you start to be surprised by what happens. Because when I do, when I choose what I'm going to do with Psyche, I don't know the result. I don't know how that's going to manifest. It's so big that curiosity becomes my best friend. See what happens instead of it has to happen this way. It has to, I did A and I need to get to B. Well, it may be like this, you know, and then you go even beyond B, And then before, then on the process, it seems like you're revisiting things that you already solved, but it's not like it's not working. It's actually you're ready now to see deeper into some issues that you I wasn't ready to see when I started. So it's this ongoing spiral where we get out of the linear world and we come into the quantum world. And that's where it gets really exciting, because that's when we really understand that we're just energy. And that energy can be used in so many ways.
You say my favorite word, the quantum level, quantum physics, quantum energy. The best way to study something is to put in a microscope. And if you want to go deeper, and that's how I explain quantum physics, try get something under you that you want to study, put on a microscope, and then get another microscope and go on a quantum level, because that's extremely, extremely small part of ourselves or our everything. It exists around us.
Yeah.
But it's so powerful when you start to read and start to follow all the laws around the quantum level, that everything starts to make more sense. And then you get that feeling that this is right. This is going my way. I'm curious your point of view, how many of, you know, people trying to help out there just always trying to push the idea of positivity and trying to be happy all the time. That's your goal. You know, today, don't be sad, be happy. And everybody was this famous person, like, no, your only goal today is to be happy. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of at least what I'm wired with in my journey was there's no such a thing of bad or good. It's such of experience life. You decide if it's something good or bad. And in base of your, you know, your background, your how you wired. If there's a fire in the house, oh, that's bad. Well, you don't know that, because maybe you get so much money from that house that you can build a bigger house from insurance. That happens so many times. It's like some bad things happen that behind that, there's such a huge, huge benefits. It's so hard to see sometimes because we are running out of emotion and we are now so present that things can be bad or things can be very, very good. How you see this things to say always positive, or what's your thoughts on the idea of following this statement?
Mm-hmm. This view. Well, I agree with you. I think that's toxic positivity, and I think that that's one of the huge reasons why people feel so unsatisfied. You know, we have oversold happiness. We have oversold this idea of you have to live your purpose. We have oversold the idea that you always have to be in a good mood, or you always have to have positive eyes to see your life with. It's not possible. We have human emotions and we are hardwired for feeling emotions. That's why they're called emotions. They put us in motion. And it's very important that we honor those. It's that we, in to me, you know, if you ask me today what spirituality, because that's another very mishandled word in my perception, spirituality to me is to be the best human being I can be. And that integrates everything that is about being human. And being human is about feeling. And feeling means that one day I may get up very upset and I don't even know why. And this idea that, oh, you can't be upset because you're so spiritual. It's like, oh, no, you know, I'm going to sit with this and I'm going to discover, you know, uncover, find what's invisible behind the emotion to see what is it inviting me to. Because the day that I wake up joyful, I'm not saying, oh, I need to understand why I'm joyful. How about we do? How about if we also sit with the joy and see, well, where is this coming from so that I can create more of this, you know? So a lot of my message for people in workshops is this. Use emotions to your favor. use emotions, all of them, the whole array of them, and start to be able to name them. Because it's like we learn to be happy or sad, and that's yeah. it. And we don't have a range of things. That's why I love Brené Brown's work on emotions, because it's so powerful. And some years ago, Rob Williams, who is the originator of Psyche, we were having a conversation about a very challenging moment in my life. Because having Psyche in my life doesn't mean that I don't have challenges. Yes, I do. They're going to come. The only thing is, they come less, because I went from going through like the roller coaster that so many people mention to a more modulated life where I have a lot of long moments of well-being. And there's moments where, you know, the dip appears and I have a tool to get through that and understand why that is happening for me instead of why that is happening to me. That then I'm in power mode instead of victim mode. But when that is happening, I can allow myself to feel what is happening instead of brushing it under the carpet. It's going to come up again. Somehow it's going to come up. And he said, emotions make us invincible, because when you really sit with your emotions and you see what is it that they're there for, then you can use that force, that power to become mm-hmm. invincible. It is a superpower, but that requires vulnerability. That requires intimacy with ourselves to sit with that and to put away and put aside these messages from this new culture, you know, the whole new agey culture that I was into for so many years. And now I can see how much of the limiting beliefs I got in my system from that. This idea of you always have to be happy. No. How about if we can be more in peace with what is going mm-hmm. on? Yeah. And from there we grow.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it, especially because, we got a guest here, Mr. Fabio, of course. I believe you're totally right. It's an illusion. It's impossible to be always happy. It's life. We are here to experience life. Didn't mean we are here to experience the bad thing, the sad thing, the super exciting things, the happy moment, the chill moment, the watching TV moment. It's that's what we are here, and we are here to experience all these things, and from them learn it and expand our power. You can imagine how powerful I am when I'm can meet my goals to work and I'm upset about it. When I see it, it's like, okay, I want to do more. And then instead of be upset is a negative thing, so I pull that one as a powerful tool. I want to go better. Or when I'm too happy and excited, I want to go motivate my team, I go there and I help them and I'm good move. Or the opposite, when I'm sad and one of my team come here and rise me up. So it's kind of the exchange and the right. the idea of mitigate with those emotions and be as a signal to be aware and how to use that compared to be a goal.
I agree. I think that I really believe that right now, if somebody asks me, so what is your goal in life? My goal is to live. I'm going to experience life as intensely and passionately as I can with everything that life brings and whatever shows up. Because then it's a power of choice.
Exactly.
But it's a power of choice that I've been building inside. It didn't happen overnight. This has been inner work, inner journey that it's done every day. And yeah, there are days where I say, I just want to sit here and watch TV. You know, like you're saying, this is all I'm going to do. And it's okay, because I was such an overachiever. That's how I was raised. You know, you always have to do more and you have to do mm-hmm. more and it's never enough and you're never good enough. And that's a huge program, not being good enough. And it's part of this idea of, you have to be happy all the time. If you're not, then you're not good enough. And exactly. then people get really frustrated. When am I going to be happy all the time? Or when am I going to be successful all the time? Well, define success. What is it for you? You know, I know so many successful people who it's not about how much money they're making. It's how they're going through life in such a beautiful, gracious way, even having gone to only second year in school.
Yeah, you know? No, that's definitely true. I'm going to share a little part of my journey where I'm at right now, because I was extremely goal-orientated. Came here in the States from Italy 5 years ago, and I was ready. I start again from the bottom, rebuilding, changing jobs and house and all of these things, because I was goal-orientated. This year, I want to do this. I want to make this money, and I want this. And of course, things happen in life and completely change all your dynamics and all your goals and all your directions. And it was incredibly fascinating how I this year, like, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I think it's not a good thing. Like, oh, this year and January 1st, mm-hmm. I need to think of my goals. I'm like, I don't think that will work. And compared to every day, what's my status and what I want to go from it? So I already know since before January, but around last summer this year, when I moved back to Minnesota, where I'm in right now, I was like, I don't want to put no more goals. This year, I want to enjoy and be present in every challenge that happened. There is no money. We'll see what happened, how we can handle that. There is no food, how we can handle it. There's way too much money, how we can invest it. So I'm changing that in my journey. And I never done that. I was always like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do this. And I noticed it never end up on my direction. It was helpful because I know, keep me aware. Right now, I want to experience this, and I want to share for everybody to see if it could be an option for most of it. Instead of putting goals, putting things to do, see what happened to receive things. See what happened when, what happened today? Well, what's going on? Well, what will happen at the end of the month? I don't know. We'll see what happened. But experience, let's enjoy. Let's, you know, experience the bad, the good thing about this year or the next 10 years and see what happened. It's a different journey. I've never been in this kind of status. This kind of direction. I will call it direction without even having a direction, but it's interesting. It's extremely more aware, and I can see the difference of not be upset or not be happy. It's just living. Oh, and that's interesting how that person wasn't happy to me. Oh, okay, let's investigate that. So give it more self-awareness. I don't know if it's the right journey for everybody, but that's my journey right now. So I want to share that.
And I think it's a very expansive way of being when we understand that we are all unique beings and that we can choose our unique path. And if that is working for you, or you're willing to explore if that is going to work for you, wonderful. And some people may hear and say, no, I cannot do that. You know, it's too risky to just do that. What is it that you want to do? How do you choose to do this? And because I did the normal life for so many years. And in that process, I was also playing competitive golf, and I learned all the ideas of, oh, you got to visualize, and you got to visualize what your dream is. And you got to do the affirmations, and you got to have the positive mind. I did all that, and it works. And then it doesn't work because it takes a lot of effort, because that's when we realize that we're using a little part of our mind, that it's only the conscious mind that has desires and it's creative. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of the mind that does the New Year's resolutions that many people do. It's like January 1st has a special power. Well, it's not January 1st. It's you, but you just don't know how to access that power. And then when finally you maybe discover it through some awareness or some enlightenment moment, so how am I going to use it? And that's what made a difference for me when I discovered that this process allowed me a practical way to do life, to do this game of life. And
yes.
That's the beauty of life, is if you find whichever way that's going to help you go through the game of life in an easier way, then walk that path until you find a new direction. Like you're saying, you know, you're giving yourself a new direction. How are you going to allow yourself to do that? Wonderful. Because if you walk there and you're doubting yourself, oh, I should have gone the other way, then you're never going to make good decisions. If you choose that path, go through there. There's no, in my perception, there's no wrong. There's no mistakes.
Exactly.
You walk that path. And through that path, you're going to learn some things. And you're going to discover that inner power. And that's the invitation for me about life from spirit, is walk the path, do your inner journey. And through the inner journey, then you're going to discover the outside world from a different place.
Yes. And speaking of affirmation, visual, I did all of it. I read a book a month, wake up at 5 a.m., visualization, meditation, affirmation, and then repeat every morning. I did all of it, and it was fantastic. It was so powerful. After a little bit, I realized, well, this is a lot of work. I don't want to work. I want to enjoy life. I want to experience life. If I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. and do all this, I want the ability, the possibility, the freedom to do that and experience and see what change. And it's fascinating how every person is on a different journey and different things that works for them, like we talked. So let's go dig up a little bit more on your method, what you do, how you can help people, and how people can benefits for you can reach you.
Okay. Well, there's different ways. There's people who say, oh, I heard this, or somebody referred me to this, I want to learn. And that's where workshops come in. And you can do in-person workshops. We teach in over 60 countries in more than 20 languages. And that's all on the psyche.com website. You can find the information for all 30 of us who teach in many different places. Like, I teach every year at least in 6 or 7 different countries. And the same for all my colleagues. And now, thanks, I think the pandemic was a beautiful gift to humanity in so many ways. And one of the gifts that came to the Psyche world was the possibility of doing online workshops, which are live workshops. You know, we sit with you, with a group of people for 3 days, same thing. And we teach you how to integrate Psyche in your daily life and find that inner power. How you're going to find your peace and change these old programs, either in person or online. And some people say, you know what, I do not want to take a workshop. I just want somebody to facilitate with me. So that we have probably over 150,000 facilitators trained all over the world. And we do these just like this, sitting through online at a distance sessions that are extremely effective, because whatever your subconscious mind gets as a new program, it's a 40 million bit per second information processor, whereas your conscious mind is 40 bits per second. So like you said, January 1st, this year I need to lose weight. For sure I need to lose weight. This is my goal. It's like going on a bicycle on a mountain at 12 at noon where it's very hot. That's how we go through things for willpower. And on the other side of the bicycle is a high speed train on the other direction, saying, I can't let you go there, because doing a diet, it's awful. It's not going to work. You're going to lose weight. You die. Your subconscious mind is keeping you alive. And until you align your conscious choices with your subconscious programming, this is not going to happen. It's like having a foot on the accelerator and a very, very strong foot on a very powerful brake. And then there's a third part to Psyche, and it's the spiritual side of us. Whichever name you want to give it, this is all guided by your inner wisdom. So Psyche is a way of remembering that is there, because there's no reconnection, there's no creation of your wisdom. It's there. we all received it. It's innate. You know, it's our by definition, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And in Psyche, we allow that wisdom to guide everybody's process. If I'm going to do Psyche with you, I would just simply ask you a question: is what's not going well today in your life? And then I would ask another question: how do you want that instead? So we're not going to go in back in history to discover when you learn these things. You already know that you have them. You know, I don't have to go to my computer to see, maybe this program is from 2009. No, this is, which is a new program that I'm going to put in there, the new version. That's what's important. And that's how we do Psyche. And then we follow a series of steps. That is what we teach in the workshops. And by following the steps, we access your higher self, however you want to call it, and your subconscious mind. And we commit the subconscious mind to doing this transformation. And in the process, it's like activating high-level spiritual technology that reprograms everything that's been limiting you, creates the new program, and then you're going to need to take some actions, because it's not like, okay, so I'm going to sit here and see if the weight goes away. Well, no, now you have your subconscious mind on your side. Now you're going to find better habits of eating, exercising. I downloaded a new app, but you don't use it. You need to activate it. And that's where the actions come in. And that's how Psyche is done. Either you come into a workshop or you book a private session with a facilitator, all possible. Whereas one person says, all I need is to get rid of my fear of flying on an airplane because I'm up to here to going places in a car. And that's all the Psyche they wanted. And that's what brought them peace. Whereas somebody like me integrates this for the rest of my life, and this is like breakfast.
I love it. Definitely I need to go investigate more on this website and just research, because I love how you don't get a lot of labels, you know, whatever you want to call it, spirituality, whatever you want to call it, because a lot of people are stuck on those labels on religions or goals or things that already have a wired background that's completely stop and completely get the whole focus driven away. And I love the idea how life can be much, much more active, more kind of juicier, more excited, more Definitely. I love everything on that. Something that I love to share with everybody. It's something that everybody can do. You know, something that you find very, very useful to live a more fulfilled life. Don't get stuck in all this distraction and phone and kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Something that any person, anybody, me and you and the mom or hard worker can do in their everyday life that can help them have more fulfillment and guide them in their journey. What could it be? Something anybody can do?
I think it's a couple of things. And I'm going to go back to the power of choice. If you wake up in the morning and you ask that inner self, that inner guidance, that inner voice, that higher self, that intuition, that a guy called it his inner CEO, and you ask,
I love that.
Yeah.
Inner CEO.
And you ask that wise part of you, how do I choose one word that represents how do I choose to live today? Simple. Very, very simple. And then you're going to use that word all day. However it is, I'm going to live joyful, or I'm going to be grateful, or I'm going to be just satisfied with myself today, or I'm just going to see myself with curiosity. Whichever word comes up, then trust it and go live that way. And then at the end of the day, instead of beating yourself up for all the things that you did not do, then celebrate your small victories. Make a very short list of three things that you feel that you did well. You know, like today I was able to smile to the cashier at the supermarket, or I was able to pick up a paper that somebody dropped. That's a good thing. You know, these random acts of kindness. Or I was kind to somebody who was having difficulty getting on the stairs, and I walked with them. And it's so easy to make somebody's life better. And in the process, you make your life better. We are so programmed to see the little black dot on the white wall. And the invitation here is discover the beauty of your life. Change your focus. Choose to change your focus.
I like the idea to have like a title for today. Today I want to live. I want to don't want to do nothing. Sometimes I subconsciously do that. Avoid. In my day off, like I have laundry, but I will do it tomorrow. Today I don't want to do nothing. And I'm enjoying. I'm very active. I don't want to wait. I don't want to sit down and watch a movie. I'm that kind of very active person. I'm full of energy. I want to do stuff. But some days that happened a couple of weeks ago, like today, I don't want to do nothing. I think I deserve don't do nothing. And and for the first time since ever, I enjoy doing nothing. And it was weird. My wife was watching me like, I never saw you doing nothing. Are you okay? I was like, absolutely okay. So it's an interesting way. I love title your day and see how you can get it done. And even if it's a bad day, today I want to cry all day. Doesn't matter.
I used to be sad. Just don't stay there.
Actually, every crying day is so helpful. I read it's so helpful for your body, and it's incredible.
All healing.
I didn't know. I thought always the crying was very bad, but actually, it's very helpful for your body. How it detox and deliver a lot of get rid of a lot of energy. Interesting. And be grateful at the end of the night. I think it's another very very good one. Find the things that make happy. So thank you very much. I think it was
thank you
a lot of information, a lot of good things. I hope I need to take a notes on all this after our conversation, because there's a lot of good inspirational ideas. So thank you very much, Martha. Where people can find you out on a website, I will link below some.
We're going to share the link of the official Psyche website, because that's where people from any parts of the world can find anybody who can offer a workshop or a facilitator. So it's psyche.com, psych-k.com. My website is my own name, marthavargas.org, but that's all in Spanish. So for those of you listening who speak Spanish, I'll be happy to welcome you there. And we can share also the link to the book that I wrote with my story. Oh. We have it both in English and Spanish, and it's a gift. Like you said, if only one person gets inspired by what is written there and what we talked today, that's enough.
I love it, everything. Thank you so much, Martha. And of course, it's everything for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, all of you, and all your support. I'll see you on the next episode.
Awesome. Bye, everybody.